From the Clark Ford Studio in Oxford, Mississippi, MBW Digital proudly presents the Oxford Exxon Podcast.
I'd say thanks for tuning in, but why am I going to give you a round of applause for something that you're supposed to do, to be frank?
And now, here are your hosts, Chase Palm.
And broadcast school has really paid off.
And Neil McCready.
I deserve to be on TV.
Welcome into Henry's Guys here on this, what's tonight, Thursday night, October the 7th. Hope you're having a great week. Thanks for making us a part of your week. I'm Neil, it's Chase, you know that by now. We're brought to you by Comer Heating and Air and Southern Air Conditioning and Heating. It's the same great people, same great services, just depends on where you live. If you live here in Oxford or Tupelo or the surrounding area, give people at Comer a call, 662-801-1777. Eric Payne and all the people at Comer, eager to take care of you. Fantastic service, great products. They know what they're doing. They understand the situation when your air goes out, when your heating goes out. They get it. They'll get to you as fast as they can. And then the people at Southern Air Conditioning and Heating, again, the same exact services, same exact product. All that at if you live in the Hernando area, Memphis, you know, DeSoto County, that area, 662-429-4429, 662-429-4429. We're coming to you from the Clark Ford Studios, Clark Ford's in Amory, Mississippi, 662-257-1900. Call that number. Tell Corey what Ford product you're looking for. He'll send you a quote within business hours, 662-257-1900. Guest will join us on the Rafters Music and Food Hotline. We'll put that number up in a little bit. It's a great place to hang out this weekend if you're coming up for Arkansas at Ole Miss. That game's at 11 o'clock on Saturday, so be plenty of time on Friday, plenty of time after the game to hang out, check out what's going on in the rest of the college football world. Maybe it's the Major League Baseball playoffs. Grab a burger, a po' boy. What else? They have great appetizers, full beer selection, great full bar, the whole deal there at Rafters Music and Food on the Square in Oxford. Also Rafters New Albany and Rafters on the Water at Sardis. Chase wearing his Blue Sky hoodie. What's going on at Blue Sky?
Still trying to give away some football helmets, whether it be this week, next week, whenever you get a chance, you come into town, you should head on over to Highway 6 West, head to the Oxford Exxon, the local Blue Sky location. All you got to do is take a selfie anywhere on the property. You get to pick. You get to pick your background, whatever makes you look the sexiest there for your selfie. You tag the Oxford Exxon. You hashtag Blue Sky Rebels. Throw it up on Twitter. You're automatically entered. Potentially win an Ole Miss football helmet for your man cave or your den or over your mantle or over your marital bed. Wherever you'd like to put the Ole Miss football helmet, it is right there and waiting on you. So get entered. That's what you do. So.
A few programming notes. We have a soft verbal podcast that's up that's brought to you by the College Corner. It's collegecornerstore.com. Two locations in the Jackson area, one in Flowood, one in Ridgeland. Best selection of Rebel gear in Central Mississippi. It's collegecornerstore.com. Again, the Soft Verbal podcast. Zach Berry, I put him on the spot throughout the day asking about where I thought there were weaknesses on the Ole Miss roster, how they were addressing those. So you can check with check that site, check that podcast out. I think you'll enjoy it. We also have The Butcher versus the Spin Instructor. That's brought to you by LB's Meat Market, LB's 2008 University Avenue in Oxford, right across from Kroger. But don't go to Kroger. Go to LB's. You get the freshest products. Great whether you're looking for beef, pork, chicken, house-made sausage, fresh seafood, wings, everything you could be looking for. It's all there at LB's Meat Market. Again, 2008 University Avenue in Oxford.
Yeah, I said a couple weeks ago, we always talk about the sausages and the beef, and there's plenty of reason for that. It's the way to go. But the stuffed chicken, really good. A lot of different options there from LB's here. Again, cross from Kroger, turn right, not left, get better meat. Rams Seahawks tonight. We get to watch that a little bit. Good game. We get a football game in college. It's Tulane, maybe. Is that who it is?
Yes, it's Tulane and
Arkansas. No, who is it?
No, Arkansas State's playing.
Who's Tulane playing? This doesn't really matter.
Another team.
Okay, fair enough. We are currently watching Ole Miss and South Carolina soccer. Ole Miss up 1-0 at the break.
Who are these cats?
Graham Doty on the right. I don't know who's on the left.
Okay.
I don't know. I know Graham does women's basketball play-by-play.
Oh, okay.
But otherwise, I don't know who the tall gentleman is. Got nothing.
Ole Miss got a early goal, and they've kind of held on. There it is right there on the replay.
Good goal.
Yeah, when you start crashing the 18-yard box, whatever it's called.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah, you start.
Is that a highly technical term, the 18-yard box?
It is what it's called. They have another term for it, but I've learned a little bit about it. You want to go up, you want to move the ball down the side, and then you want to get it into the middle, and you want to crash. Oh, she got hurt.
Ooh, some girl from South Carolina has a brace on her right knee, it appears.
Good. Hope she's okay.
Ole Miss is pretty hot right now. They beat Florida in Gainesville over the weekend. South Carolina currently ranked 19th in the country. Ole Miss up 1-0 here locally.
Let nobody tell you that soccer is not a physical sport. I've watched a ton of soccer, and the older the people get, the more physical the sport gets. And it gets really physical to the point where I have frequently worried about all of the money that I've spent on braces.
Oh, really?
Oh, yes.
Up here?
Yes, sir.
Not just ankles and knees and stuff like that?
There's a lot of stuff that happens in soccer, middle of the field.
Enough to kind of, like, piss you off, too, right? I mean, like...
Yes, and I have a hot-headed kid, so, yeah.
The wrong move, and we got an issue a little
bit.
Well,
and we've gotten to the age now where the language is a little different, and, yeah.
He's learning some words now.
Well, he's learned... Those words bother him a little bit at times, or fire him up at times.
Oh, really?
And so we get going a little, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And then the higher level 15-year-old soccer has words.
Okay.
There are words that get exchanged.
We are no longer in rec league.
No.
We're playing now.
Yeah, we're even multi-language on the field.
Are you really?
So, oh, yes, sir. So there's stuff that gets said that. Yeah,
it's like Andy and David Huertas, where I'm just gonna cuss you in Spanish because you don't have any idea what I'm actually saying, and then we'll go from there.
I always think Andy deep down respected that
because he
saw that as a bit of a power move. Like, you know, that's a checkmate.
Whatever you're saying, it ain't good.
It ain't good. I don't know exactly what it is. I could probably guess, but I can't prove it.
Ben, I didn't mean to ignore you this morning or now. It says, question from this morning. Did McKinley Jackson get suspended, dismissed from the team at A&M for drug possession? He was suspended back in August for getting arrested on drug charges. I know. I pulled it up while Neil was reading some business. He's played in 3 games this season, including Mississippi State last week. So if he's been dismissed, it's since then, and I'm not aware of it. But he did not have any stats against State. He had 1 tackle against New Mexico, 1 tackle against Arkansas, and did not play against Texas. So not going overly well in College Station for McKinley at the moment. So
no.
A little bit of that's what I got there on that one.
While we're taking care of a couple business items, just so you guys will know, promo code Rebel Grove at checkout at muddywateroutdoors.com. You get 35% off your entire order. Go to muddywateroutdoors.com. Check out their Muddy Water. They've got the camo gear. They also have those Tri-Zone heated vest and jackets that are available as we start to think about cooler weather, although not this weekend. You won't need a Tri-Zone heated jacket this weekend. It's talking about upper 80s for the Ole Miss Arkansas game.
It's kind of warm today.
I mean, it was hot.
Yeah, we've gotten into some weather a little bit today.
Yeah, it was hot today.
I think it highs 83 tomorrow. Yeah, 85-ish on Saturday. Can't tell who the media guest is during Hey Coach tonight. I'm trying to figure out who it is.
I don't know.
I don't recognize her.
You've gotten into that show.
The stream is great. I just kind of followed the stream over here. Just kind of hanging out. What's Nick wearing today? He's got his mask down. What's he wearing? Can't tell. His mask is hanging from his neck, so it's covering up his logo on his shirt. I can't tell what he's...
Well, that's going to protect him from the big bad virus.
Can't tell what he's got on. Can't tell. It's covering a hat. Whatever. They're over there talking about it, obviously, because Wilder is from Tuscaloosa. They're talking a lot of boxing in the Hey Coach thread during the game, because Wilder and Fury are having part 3 on Saturday. I was talking to Neil about it right before the game, before the show started, about that essentially Fury wins the fight, probably easily, as long as he avoids Wilder's hand. He will get knocked out if he runs into it. Wilder, by far the best puncher in the world. We talked about this a little bit, but it just struck me again. Wilder might be the one dude from his charisma, his presence. I mean, he's got a great mouth on him for entertainment. It's just, he's in such the wrong era. I really want to take him and plant him in like 1976.
Oh, yeah.
I so badly want to take Deontay Wilder and plant him in like the mid-70s and go, hey, you're a heavyweight boxer with that hand. Let's roll.
Yeah, and a personality.
Yeah. Sure. I mean, we'd be talking about some worldwide fill it up millionaire going on for Wilder.
I mentioned promo code Rebel Grove at deadsoxy.com, by the way. Got that up too. Just want to make you guys aware of some of the people who make these shows possible, who support us. Please support them. Deadsoxy.com. I don't know what you already said.
Will's comment made me laugh.
Oh.
Oh.
Yeah. For sure.
Thank Gas God. Station hoodie. What are we doing?
Yeah.
Just hanging around this place.
Job description for a houseboy. You just showed up and.
Yeah, what'd you do?
You served tables and then you cleaned it, all the dishes and stuff.
Got paid.
You got, you got to eat there.
Yeah, so you got like three squares?
Two.
And
you got to deduct that from your like fraternity bill or whatever.
So did you had to be at a fraternity to be a houseboy?
No.
Oh, you didn't?
No.
So what would you have done otherwise? How would you have gotten reimbursed?
I guess you would deduct that from like your meal plan or whatever.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Is it worth it?
I think for some guys it was probably worth it. It was okay for a while.
Okay. What kind of hours are we putting in?
You had to go at lunch from like 11 to 1 or like 11 to 1:30, and then you'd go back at like 4:15. You'd be there till about 6.
Really?
Yeah.
Every day?
Yeah. Well, not Friday.
Within reason?
Yeah, Monday through Thursday and then Friday at lunch. I mean, you could miss sometimes, but if you did miss, you had to find a substitute.
Okay. How many houseboys are there? Like 5 or 50?
No, it was like 10 to 15.
Okay.
I don't remember exactly.
All right. Ole Miss going with powder blue helmets, powder blue tops, white pants this weekend.
That's what I would have guessed.
Or their uniform here back at home.
This would be a good uniform game. That's a good uniform. And then
Arkansas's white on white.
Arkansas's white on white.
Is that what they're doing?
With the red helmet, yeah. With the word Georgia, I would assume, is a good look, too. It's a good uniform game.
Do they have a third uniform?
They
have those Darren McFadden tops.
Yeah.
But is that an alternate home?
That's kind of become a standard
home. Has it really?
Yeah.
With the bigger letters and the...
Yeah. I don't know if they have, like, an alternate... I'm sure they've got some black on black or something, but... Under Pittman, they've gone with more of a standard look.
Okay.
Which for them is pretty good.
Pete asking, I do not anticipate Jake Springer playing this weekend. If he's out there, it will shock me because I've heard nothing positive regarding his improvement.
No, me neither. Kyle Wilson says, please call into Hey Coach. Thanks for the super chat.
I mean, I guess we could try.
You can do it.
You don't want to do it?
No, thanks.
Hey, this is Neil McCready. How are you?
It wouldn't go well.
You don't think so?
No, and I think they would recognize my accent at this point.
You don't think you could beat the screeners? You think you get through?
Maybe, but then
But what do you do from there, right?
The ramifications after that would not be super positive.
You don't really need to make the internet.
No.
For that.
Not for that. Feel free if you'd like to try.
If you haven't done it, if you're a member at rebelgrove.com, I laughed about this for like 5 minutes. Neil caught the very end of it. He was out of the room this morning watching Matt Moscona's reaction to Ed's call-in show from the other night when the guy was – look, the caller was an idiot. The caller was completely out of bounds. The caller was 1 million percent. So if anybody hasn't seen it, the caller calls in. I don't even know what the hell he's talking about.
His sister's – was at the place,
okay,
and it's her birthday, but
she's a young woman, so
she's
or
20,
younger,
and then he said, "Hey Ed,
don't sleep with her.
Don't try to have sex with her."
Yeah, right. And the radio guy, oh come on, you know, trying to get off. Hey, let's talk some football. Yeah. Vanderbilt, Florida, blah blah blah. And
Kentucky football.
Yeah. And Eddie O's like, hold on, let me say something. It's like, oh god. Yeah. Then. Essentially says, well, we have some fishing holes down in Louisiana for a guy like him. And
Matt Moscona. Yeah,
Moscona like throws his head up and like just deadpan is like, so he threatened to kill a guy.
Yeah.
It's great.
Oh.
mean, it's so good.
I can't believe I'm taking Orgeron's side here a little bit.
Part of me is taking his side, and then part of me is going,
shut
just
up.
Shut up and move on.
Yeah, take your
You've already said too much this year. Just shut up.
And he has to know it's over.
You're even better off just calling the guy a jackass.
Yeah.
Call him a jackass and move on.
Divorce has not been good to Ed Orgeron.
All the way around, yeah.
It's led to, I think it's just led to too many things that are working against him now.
I think that's...
Things that would not be working against him if he were unbeaten, but when you have losses.
Yeah, Stallings probably definitely did, hey, coach. It's been around at least that long, I think.
I would think so. Yeah. It was funny with Mike Shula.
Oh.
It was, yeah, it's good.
He caught some crap.
Yeah. Ed's buyout, Corey, full staff and all, is around $20 million. Ed's portion is about $17 million. But the language in the buyout as it pertains to NCAA stuff is so specific that they would be able to probably try to fire him for cause, which would lead to a lawsuit, which would probably lead to the two sides meeting somewhere close to the middle. So if you told me Ed walked with somewhere between $7 and $9 million, I'd buy it.
What's his next thing?
He needs to take some time off. That's what he needs to do.
He can get a gig.
Oh, yeah, he can get a job, but he needs to take a break. I would suggest doing some radio down there or something. And he might have such a personality that he could just do that.
Matt, how's he doing? What's the update there? Glad you stopped in.
Yeah,
hope
absolutely.
Going well.
Let us know how he is, if you can. For those who don't have the stream, Matt's son just got out of surgery on his kidney. So we're certainly hoping for that. Kenneth Morgan, thanks for the super chat. He says, with the O-line issues and with Matt's ability to throw on the run, do you expect to see the offense moving the pocket some or bootlegs? Some. I think with an offensive line that's having communication issues, you got to be super careful that you don't add too much in a week. You know, you're going to have a new offensive guard. You've got a center that's struggling. You have an offensive line that Nick Broeker said that they have communication issues. It's a new coach. You can't forget that. He didn't have spring.
New coach, already moving people around. And frankly, look, this could be a little bit of panic and rumor mill. And I'm not even trying to stir anybody up. But, I mean, there's been rumors today of even more guys being at least banged up. I mean, yeah. I think this it's a pretty hurt football team at the moment.
That's what I've heard. You know,
I'm not getting into it because if I'm wrong, I have no interest. But
you've heard starters.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I have too.
And we know Springer, Mingo, Warren, potentially Ely. So, I mean, that's four off the top.
Ely was in protocol as late Wednesday.
Yeah. So could he play? Sure.
Sure. I guess.
You don't always miss a week.
No, but you usually do.
Yeah. And I'm assuming it's on the play where the guy was thrown out for targeting.
That's my understanding.
Yeah. It was on a kickoff, right?
For those in the stream, Matthew says he's out of surgery, doing good, hurting some. He'll stay overnight at Le Bonheur. Hopefully we'll go home tomorrow. All positive as of now. That's great. He's certainly in our thoughts and prayers, and you guys are too. Hope you are able to get some rest. So
sleep when you can.
Yeah, but we're certainly thinking about him. Lawrence says, would I like to see Ed as the next head coach at ULM? I'll be honest, I think that's the kind of job where he would do really well.
He would do really well replacing Napier at ULL.
That'd be a good job, too.
That would be almost his fit, is go to Lafayette, can do all his shtick.
Yeah, it works there.
Go out recruit ULM and LIHTC.
It would work in Monroe, too.
Would it?
Yeah, it would not work in Ruston. Like, Louisiana Tech would not be a good fit. Different. Yeah, it's totally a different deal.
Hold on, whoa. Really?
Yeah, Ruston's more.
Then Monroe, they're next to each other.
Yeah, I'm just telling you.
Okay. All right.
Ruston's, I mean, I don't want to offend anybody.
You're fine.
Ruston's really Baptist.
They're more Bible Belt than Monroe.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But Monroe's in that area.
It's 30 minutes away, but yeah, Ruston, yeah. I mean, Monroe's not as Baptist as Ruston. It's not a criticism. I don't want to offend anybody. If you're offended, then you're reading too much into it.
Yeah, when Sean McVay was first hired at like 31, it was definitely like the "what am I doing with my life" moment when he's like the Rams head coach at whatever. That used to be a team name when we did two-stick trivia back in college all the time, and it was really, really long. It was kind of stupid, and it shouldn't be a team name because it was too long, but it was something like "Michael Phelps is 24, what are we doing with our lives?" or something like that. That was the team name for one of the trivia ones every week in that. Hold on. How do you have a – Rhino, I need help here. He says, "Friend in Ruston has a Baptist bar." The hell is that?
What is that? Like sweet tea? And like, O'Doul's?
Like differing levels of tea? Yeah, like really sugar. No, like, hey, what my grandma does. Like, grab the defibrillator. Like, what are we doing there?
I don't know
there?
What that is. That's crazy.
It's like those, what was it, the oxygen bars they have places?
Yeah.
Like where you get the breath coming in?
Trivia for me. Name the three cities that have hosted two teams in the World Series at the same time.
New York.
Yeah.
White Sox have never played the Cubs, have they?
No, I don't think so.
I mean, way back in the day?
Maybe the...
Like in 08, 08?
No, maybe Boston?
That was going to be my next guess, was Boston.
Like the Braves and the Red Sox?
Yeah.
And St. Louis.
Oh.
The Browns and the
okay
Cardinals.
That's
Is
good.
That right?
Are we correct?
SPD and MS3 is going to have to tell
okay
me because I don't know.
Okay. We'll lock that in as the final answer.
Everybody sits in a booth by themselves.
Oh, that's
right now
good.
I can't see them.
That's good. Yeah, what's the long time joke? What's the difference between a Baptist and a Methodist? The Methodist talks to you in the liquor store.
Yeah.
That's a good trivia question, though.
That is a good trivia question. I hate the Ram uniform tonight, by the way. This is a terrible uniform game.
Whoa, why are they wearing all the blue pants?
I don't know. And this is the neon.
And they have the better uniform.
Yeah, the all neon is awful. And the blue pant with the white shirt is not good.
Is it, what do they call it? They call it bone? Is that the color?
I don't know.
Dylan makes fun of it all the time. I think it might be bone.
It glows in the dark.
No, the Rams.
I know. Oh. Oh, I don't.
They should have the same color pant. That would be fine. Didn't they wear that like last week?
I don't know.
Or 2 weeks ago?
I don't know. I just don't like.
This looks like a high school uniform.
Yeah.
It does. It looks like a high school uniform.
Yeah. Like a high school team that's the Rams would wear that.
Yeah. Vardaman, if they're blue and
it was Chicago and St. Louis. Cubs White Sox played in the World Series? I don't know.
I mean, look, when it comes to Cubs baseball, I'm going to need you to carry that one. So we're trying to.
Well, if it's pre-1908, I'm kind of out.
Okay. Tonight in baseball, we get some games as well.
Yeah, we get
the AL games tonight.
Yeah. So we get Red Sox, Rays. Astros were winning big over the White Sox in game one.
Oh, were they really?
Yeah, it was like 6-1.
They popped Lance pretty good today.
Yeah, they got on it.
Did they?
Yeah.
Rays up 1-0 in the first on the Red Sox.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. We might move TV2 to that here at some point. Well, I don't know if we can.
I can move baseball here if you want me to. Because you can put football on Peacock there.
Oh, can we do that? We're okay right now.
Yeah. But
34 minutes to go in the soccer match for anybody that's overly interested. Damn.
All right, I'll open phone calls.
What is that? What was Saban was talking about?
I don't know. What did he say?
Somebody said on his thing said out of context quote from Saban, "You are a speck in time situated between the past and the future."
It's pretty deep.
Quote from Nick Saban here a minute ago.
All right, there's the number. If you want to call, we'll take it. What's Tulane wearing tonight?
I don't know.
Apparently, they've got great kits. Is that on ESPN?
Probably. Great kits. 1900s was Cubs White Sox.
Oh.
I think I would have, you and I both would have gotten 2 out of 3 of them correct if we were guessing without each other. I mean, New York was kind of a free space because we had the Subway Series in 2000 or whatever that was.
There it goes. I had to reset a lot of my computer stuff today.
Oh, those are good uniforms. Good job, Tulane. They need to win some games, but that's pretty good.
It is a good suit.
Good suit.
We'll have, I haven't decided if I'm going to put it on tonight or in the morning, the pregame show. I talked to Pete today, did an hour and 5 minutes with Pete. Talked to Ryan Brown, Jeffrey Wright, Ben Mintz.
Good end zone, too.
It is a good end zone.
Yeah, Tulane doing it up. They're going for 2. Why?
Oh, a little reverse. Oh, that's sweet. Throw it. Oh, how about that?
But why? Pratt caught it.
Maybe they decided to chase points.
But
it worked.
Okay. As long as it works, like, whatever, right?
Well, it was a hell of a play right there.
It was a neat play.
If you're going to run a play right that's the place to run it. Make it worth something.
Oh, Arkansas State's getting kicked in by Coastal.
It's 10-0.
That's what's tonight.
Midway through the
second quarter. How do you determine what color the goalies' suits are?
I think they can kind of wear whatever they
can
want.
Can they wear whatever color they want?
It just has to be a different color.
Okay. Is it a little weird they wear yellow?
Not necessarily. Who do we have?
Hey, this is Steve from Greenville.
Hey, Steve. What's up?
Hey, I was just wondering, did y'all ever read the Zach Miller article where he posted about or wrote about what teams' average TV viewership was?
I don't believe so. What did it say?
It had on there, he took the last 5 years' ratings and added them up and averaged them out and all that. And Ole Miss ranked 20th nationally as the most viewed team with over 1 million people, which made us 10th in the SEC.
Oh.
And State was 29th on the list. Clemson was 21, I believe.
Oh, that low. So,
this is similar to that Wall Street Journal story with the brand values. Because Ole Miss was around 20th in that, too.
The bigger
South Carolina was the last team with over 1 million.
My interesting thing on that would need to see a different breakdown and see what schools were averaging in, like, non-Alabama games or something where there wasn't some automatic steroid to it. I'd be curious to know what everybody's kind of, you know, instead of their average, like what their median was.
Yeah, he said that was that made it not completely accurate, but close enough for government work, I guess.
Oh, sure. Because that's the thing, like, once you get some SEC schools in there, it's kind of like all, you know, the tide's rising everybody a little bit. I didn't really mean to do a pun there, but, like, it's a deal where if you get that huge CBS game with 5 million people, well, that's obviously going to carry you for a little while. So, I'd be curious to know what's sort of been the average. But had you told me to guess Ole Misses, that's about what I'd say. I would have said 20 to 23, something like that, nationally. That didn't surprise me at all. And, frankly, probably getting a little higher with Lane and all the stuff they do and everything else. I mean, they're a fun TV product. You know something crazy is going to happen no matter what.
Well, what really surprised me is that covered the years, the last couple of years where we weren't so good.
Yeah, it was during the Luke years. Yeah, that was the Wall Street Journal story was 2018 or 2019 values. It was during that era, and Ole Miss was 22. I can't remember. I should know it by now. And it was surprising, which tells you they're probably higher than that now. If you were to do a brand value on Ole Miss today, it's probably 18-ish, 19-ish, somewhere in there is my guess.
They're about right. All right. Well, that's it. Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
Steve, thanks. Where does Jamie Chadwell end up next? He's the guy at
Coastal.
I don't know. I mean, he'll get a gig.
Is that an ACC gig?
He could get one of those ACC gigs, I would think. I just don't know who's going to open up. Something will. But like our boy at NC State, he appears to have solidified things.
Yeah, he's got a little bit of, I mean, they're not going to win like this, but if you said he's like in some Kirk Ferentz kind of duration,
whoa,
it wouldn't shock me.
Whoa.
What? I said he's not going to win like that.
Okay. Just be careful with Coach Ferentz. I mean, he's on a different level.
Knows exactly how to go 9-3.
Well, sometimes if you go 9-3 enough, you have the special season.
Hey, might be in the middle of it right now.
Could be.
Got the Nittany Lions and got essentially Ohio State in the championship game or something coming down the road,
yeah.
I guess.
Yeah.
Are they in different divisions?
I think so.
Are they?
Yeah.
You don't even know.
I'm not positive, but I don't think they play Ohio State until the championship.
Okay.
Win that and then take on the Tide. We want Bama.
Get them. You can get them.
I'd rather just go to the Rose Bowl and play Oregon.
Yeah, it feels like that season where you want to be the guy that the other guy goes, hey, hold me back. Hold me back.
We wish we could get them, but, I mean, we got to go to the Rose Bowl.
Is the Rose Bowl a playoff game this year?
I don't know. Oh, almost got another goal?
Well, South Carolina scored a second ago.
Oh, so must be
2-1 now then. Well, they haven't. Yeah.
They didn't put it up. They must not have updated the thing.
Yeah, Carolina had scored an equalizer a few minutes ago.
There it is. 2-1, Ole Miss.
Now Ole Miss has scored as well. So we have a goal bonanza going on. The last will on earth thing. And I know what you're asking, and
I hate this question.
I should just answer it, but the thing is, I wouldn't be hungry.
No, if you knew this was
like death row, no way I'm eating the last meal.
No, just kill me.
You'd have a hard time, like, not gonna sit here and enjoy it and go, hey, give me. Like, to me, that's almost a bigger sign of a sociopath as a dude who's able to go, oh yeah, absolutely. Can it pass the ketchup?
Yeah, could I have some Tabasco with this?
Like,
come on.
It's like those lists of like the craziest last meals ever. The I know a lot of them are really dumb, but like the guy that ordered nothing but like two pints of mint chocolate chip ice cream.
Yeah,
it's like, okay, like you're guilty. Like whatever it is, you did it.
Well, and it's gonna melt too. I mean,
or the guy ordered one olive with the pit still in it.
Oh, is that what he did?
Yeah, somebody ordered like an olive with a pit in it. Well, changes it to, all right, second last meal. I mean, I'm not complicated. I mean, because, like, I guess, and Neil will understand here. I mean, like, your first thought is always, oh, like, the best seafood and the best beef, and let's put it together and do the big surf and turf.
Yeah.
But then, and I think he and I are both like this, there's a part of me, though, from, like, a straight comfort food. If you give me, like, the best pasta in the world with some seafood.
Yeah, for sure.
With the best scallops and clams and stuff, I'd be really tempted to go that road.
Yeah.
I mean, I get the whole, hey, give me the Wagyu and the lobster and the whatever.
Yeah, great bouillabaisse.
Yeah, but I don't know. It's one or the other.
It's, for me, it's the pasta.
Is it really the pasta?
Yeah, pasta and seafood.
Really?
Or even, as simple as this sounds, a great bolognese.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, great Italian's my favorite.
You have a lot of mediocre bolognese, though. Like, even bad's pretty good.
Yeah, but, I mean, I've had some where it's like, oh, my God. It's incredible.
Yeah, I don't think bourbon would kill the cyanide. Just hunch. It'd have to be some really, really high-proof bourbon.
But that's kind of how I'd want to go down. If you told me, hey, you get to end this. This is, you have to end it. This is
poison?
Something where I'm not going to feel it.
This is going down a really dark path, Alyssa, and I have to decide here. But yeah, like, I mean, the people, you're not surprised, like, when the people go, hey, yeah, I want the lethal injection over any other available option.
Yeah, no.
Like the guy who goes, no, give me the chair. Like, what are we doing? Because that's the worst one.
That's agonizing.
Well, and what if one little mistake, and you're just there. I mean, frankly, outside of the, I need to stop. Outside of lethal injection, I mean, firing squad? Right?
Yeah, I guess so.
Hadn't put a lot of thought into it.
I mean, I don't really think about, hey, if I get to choose how I die today, how will I do it?
By an execution method that prison choose.
Yeah, no, I mean, I don't. I don't really think about it like that.
No, carbs are evil. Carbs are not energy. Carbs are evil.
That's for sure.
Yeah, come on, no. That's not.
I was actually looking for the ad so I could update it here.
Well, we have LB's down the street, but I mean, you can throw some sausage in the pasta. I mean, we're doing plenty of protein. We're just adding some pasta with it.
Well, like I'm putting a brisket on the Big Green Egg tonight before I go to bed.
Tonight?
Well, my brother's coming to town tomorrow.
Okay.
So, or late tonight. I won't see him tonight. I'll see him tomorrow.
So, will you wake up at all, or you're good till in the morning?
No,
or what?
I'll be good in the morning, because I'll put it on like at midnight.
Okay.
And
So you'll stay up till midnight?
Yeah, I'll get up at 6. And, well, if I'm going to load this show, I'll be up till midnight, so I'll just go ahead and put it on.
Okay. And it will hold at, what do you want that at, like 240?
Yeah, 225 to 250, anywhere is fine. You hear the people go, it has to be 225. That's crap.
Yeah,
it doesn't. Too. That's ridiculous.
There's not enough difference between 225 and 232 to change the...
I mean, if you're trying to like win some super competition or something, but if you're just trying to feed people and for it to be good, no.
The midnight makes a lot of sense, though, for the brisket, because that's the one where people get really impatient. You got to really wait on the brisket.
Yeah, so you put it on at 11 or midnight, and you get up in the morning, and probably about, at that time, it's probably time to wrap it and then let it finish. And then you just put it in a cooler with a towel on top of it, and it's good for hours.
Ooh, JB, I'm working late tonight. What's the best, most healthy delivery option in Oxford at this hour?
Ooh.
8? I mean, if we're straight, just trying to go as healthy as possible. I mean, does the what's it called? The tuna place over by Chicken Salad Chick over there by Dick's. Like, they do, like, the poke bowls and stuff. That would be healthy.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, that would be healthy if they're open at this point.
I've already saved mine, so I can say it now. If you told me I only had a handful of meals left, no joke, and it's total serious. This is not because it's an ad.
Mm-hmm.
The wings at LB's.
Okay.
You smoke them, get them to where they're almost done, and then finish them in an air fryer.
Really?
Oh, my God. Phenomenal.
Hawaii poke is what I was thinking of.
Okay.
Yeah. But they do tuna poke bowls that would be incredibly healthy.
Sure.
And they are still open for delivery. I pulled up a delivery menu for Oxford.
How late do they deliver?
I don't know. No clue.
Insomnia cookies. Yeah, the thing about a brisket is it hits about 160 to 165 and it stays there forever.
I mean, the stall is a mother.
And it will wear you out if you just don't, if you won't.
You got to just chill.
You just got to go someplace. Like go to the gym for an hour and a half.
And it might still be there when you get back.
It might. And if it's not, you're good. Cool. Because if you don't wrap it till 170, it doesn't matter. Again, if you're trying to win a competition, well, yeah, you're watching it digitally. And when it hits 160, you take it off and wrap it. But if you're not, if you're just trying to have good brisket sandwiches or something,
it's going
to
be all right.
It's okay if you don't wrap it till it's 168. It's fine. People overthink the hell out of stuff.
Well, look, barbecue in general, like you said, if you're trying to win, okay.
But yeah, exactly.
In generally,
thank you.
Barbecue in general, the whole premise is low, slow, pretty easy, let it go, ignore it, and come back, and it's done.
Drink a few beers.
That's seriously, the whole scheme of the cooking method.
Yeah, the whole, oh no, it has.
When you throw the pulled pork on, just let it go. Chill.
Yeah, it's going to be okay.
195, however long that takes, pull it and shred it.
I'm always laughing at the people that are like, oh, no, it has to be this specific thing. Are you in a competition?
Yeah. If we're trying to win Memphis in May, then have at it.
Well, yeah, but then you're having you have the thing inserted into it that tells you exactly when it's at 161.3.
At that point, we're not even really barbecuing. We're, like, conducting science experiments.
Well, you precisely are. Yeah. But if you're...
You're turning it into baking almost at that point.
But if you've got a pork shoulder on your... offset smoker, does it really matter? And what are people going to say? Oh, no, this isn't precisely the way I want it. All right, well, then go fix it your damn self.
I said throw the number back up. We've got it off.
Sorry. Yeah, I was trying to find it, actually.
Okay.
Here we go. All right, there it is.
Let me think about an I can't believe he did that coaching story. I mean, we don't can't use Freeze. That's already that was in the footnotes.
Excluding Freeze. Yeah. Okay.
The part of that still gets me that I don't understand, and frankly, I kind of like to ask him, and I don't know why I haven't. I guess I know why I haven't. I don't want to talk about it. You're given the stack of phone numbers. You're given all of your phone records, and you're given a magic marker or whatever. And he says, hey, if it's personal, mark through it. Because that's the way the law works in Mississippi is yeah. Even on your private, your public phone, you get the thing and you get to mark through every number. If I'm at all worried about something that's popping up in that, aren't you marking through every number that's not your mother?
Yeah.
Because who's going to prove you? Like,
no, absolutely.
I mean, how you miss like 50 of those?
Oh, more than that. It was more than that.
I just don't understand.
How much help do you think Steve had searching those numbers? Do you buy that Steve did that by himself, just candlelight, just
oh, punching God, numbers? No,
I don't either.
No. Probably to the point of even being directed on where to
say, go. Do you think someone told him, hey, you should look at this number?
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
Area code 813. Check this out.
Yeah. 100%.
Me too.
I don't think there's any even semblance of doubt about that. Still 2-1 Ole Miss, 18-22 to go right now.
Will says, I want you both to know that I'm watching you on my iPad. And I took the iPad outside to grill, and my wife has since turned on the stream on the TV inside.
Thank you. Double screens.
Yeah, that's awesome. Says his wife is hashtag locked in.
She can call and talk. Tell us about it.
Yeah, be awesome.
We're just kind of hanging out tonight. We thought energy would be down today. I don't really know. Yeah. I don't necessarily know why, but Neil and I both independently had thought that it would be down. Well, that was, I mean, grind, yes, that was certainly his downfall, but it started way before that, though.
It did.
It's what's frankly sad a little bit is he was such a different guy and coach 12, 13.
Yeah,
before the celebrity, we did the country music singers and the deal and the whole whatever.
Yeah, the celebrity got him. Gets a lot of people.
Yes, certainly would have been popped at the end of 17. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I mean, no doubts.
That team wouldn't have, it wouldn't have won 6 games with you. It just wouldn't have.
No, Matt did a good job keeping that group together.
They would have won 4 games. And it would have been a disaster. And the NCAA thing would have happened, and it would have all ended. It would have all crumbled.
It's one of the most forgotten things that State hung 55 in his last game. That gets airbrushed.
Wayback Rev has a really good point. If you rob a bank once in your life, you'll remember every detail. If you rob one once per day for a year, and I ask you about the one on October 7th, you won't remember the details. That's true, but if you have – and I agree with that. But if you have an opportunity to eradicate every robbery from your record, if you're like, you know, I don't remember October 7th, but just in case, scratch. Yeah.
I know where I was on Christmas and I wasn't robbing a bank. Okay, we'll leave that day.
Yeah.
And then we'll do the rest.
Yeah. But that's a great point, and it's exactly right.
And it was amount, and then it was situationally.
He didn't,
time, place.
He didn't want to deal with it. He just thought it would go away. He was kind of bulletproof at that point, I guess.
I mean, wouldn't it?
Or did he kind of, was he, we're getting the deep psychology here. We're doing some Ted Lasso stuff, and I'm deep into Ted Lasso at this point. So
you've been affected this week.
Yeah. Well, Tuesday night, I watched the next to last episode of season 2 of
which was the
Ted Lasso.
Okay.
Not the funeral, it's the one after the funeral.
Yeah, still I don't know.
I mean, I'm trying not to do spoilers.
Yeah, sure.
It hit me in all the feels, all over the place.
It was good.
It was really good. I'm almost nervous to watch the last one because I anticipate being disappointed about some things, which is fine because I'm invested in so many of the characters. But so many of the characters I can tell are about to get hurt, and I'm hurting for them. Is that crazy? And then there was a journalism ethics thing that happened in it.
I've heard a little of this.
And I don't want to get into
it. Yeah, don't get into it.
I don't want to ruin it. But the whole time, so I watched it during Carson's practice in Tupelo. I sat in the car and watched it on my phone. And luckily, I got in the car. Ooh, that was almost a goal. Wow. Like, if they had a replay on that, I'm not sure it wasn't a goal. I got lucky because Carson normally talks a lot, and this night he didn't talk. And I was just totally engrossed in my own thoughts about what I would do and what I thought about different characters and what was going to happen to Roy and Keeley and different characters. And yeah, Ted.
There's one episode left, and again, we won't get down any kind of crazy Ted Lasso rabbit hole, but how do you, and without knowing the finale, obviously, and I'm an episode back.
Yeah.
Season two compared to season one, where are we?
Totally different season.
Yeah, completely. Tones are even...
Season one was a comedy. Season two's a drama.
Yeah.
Season two's one of the best, with the exception of one or two, one of the best well-written...
Comedies
I've ever seen.
Okay.
The investment that you have in just two seasons in so many different characters speaks volumes for the writing.
What's the wait time before three? Is it back next summer?
I would hope so. Yeah, Leif says, I cried so much during the funeral episode. Me too, man. I did. This season has hit me in the feels so many times. Where I've been like, what the hell's wrong with me? Why am I crying at this stupid show? I mean, I get mad at myself. Like, why is this bothering me? Not bothering me. Why has it hit me the way it has? And it just has. Such a good show.
Affected you the most since what show?
Oh, final episode of Cheers? I mean, of Friends?
The Office.
Office. When I say Friends, The Office, yeah. Okay. Yeah. But the difference is,
but The Office didn't hit you a ton during this.
No, not till the end. And then it was almost kind of like happy, you know, like everybody's going to be okay. Like, look, if you haven't seen The Office at this point, I'm sorry, spoiler alert, give me a break. Everybody's okay. You know, at the end, Jim and Pam are together. And they're going to be fine. And Michael is fine. And Dwight and Angela finally are together.
Figure it out.
And they're going to be good. And, you know, Andy's good. And Erin found her parents. And everybody's...
Is that good?
Yeah.
You good with that?
Well, in a way. And, yeah, because, I don't know, you know they're going away forever.
Let them be happy.
Let everybody be happy.
You don't need the, well, that's not realistic. Don't.
No. I feel like Ted's going to be a little bit more critical, if you will.
Yeah,
it's like I don't think it's going to be all nice and clean and perfect the way that The Office kind of ended with, hey, everybody, I know you've invested in this for 9 years and we're going to send you home happy. Like, you wanted Jim and Pam to be good, right?
Yeah.
You did. Deep down, I mean, yeah, you got sick of Pam sometimes, but you're glad that they're good. It all worked out and they're all good and Jim's chasing his dream and Pam's with him and everything's good. Michael's happy and Dwight's good.
It's easy and it's safe and it feels good. And the show had enough.
Yeah, Matthew says when Michael comes back for the wedding, it's the feels. It does. When Michael shows up, you're like, okay, that's it. Waterworks. I did, man. I'm like, oh, this is perfect. Like, Jim was just, like, so cool and set that up, and I'm like, okay, I'm good.
Shows have to have, though, like, that certain heart and positivity to do that, where you're good with the complete happy ending, where everything's cool. Because, I mean, like, a great example, look, it was a horrific finale. It's a mistake. It was terrible.
Mm-hmm.
But you didn't need all the Seinfeld characters happy at the end.
No.
They needed to be miserable in some way. That's the whole point.
But that was perfect for that show.
Yeah, that's my point. There's a tone that is required.
It had like Jim died in a car wreck at the end of.
You'd be like, what the hell are you doing? Like,
why did you do this to me? Yeah, no, I didn't need that.
Why you got to kill the characters?
By the way, speaking of happy endings, and they've Angela's cat sprinkles wasn't fine. That's a good point. But speaking of happy endings, have you caught up on
impeachment
yet?
I'm one back. What? You're not spoiling anything.
No, I mean, I watched yesterday. We watched the latest one.
Is it good?
Is it good?
I'm telling you, it's not as well done as OJ. The entire series is not as well done as OJ's.
Hold that thought. Let me think about that. Who do we have?
Okay.
Casey from Natchez.
Hey, Casey, what's up?
Oh, man, just had some surgery Monday, so watching a lot of TV and relaxing. And
you doing okay?
But, yeah, I'm fine. Thank you for asking. I'm fine. Just a deal I had to get done. But
real quick, what have you been watching?
Do what now?
You said you watch a lot of TV. What have you been watching?
That's what I was calling to ask. So my brother had been on me a while about Yellowstone.
Yeah.
And I started watching that, and that was, you know, it's pretty awesome. But I'm binging through it pretty fast because that's all I can do is sit and watch TV. But my question is top five sitcoms all time.
Sitcoms?
Mm-hmm. Or just TV shows.
The Office, Seinfeld, Cheers.
Cheers is in there. I'm not a...
I have Frasier in there. I like Frasier.
Yeah, I like Frasier too.
You're taking off points because of the spinoff, though, aren't you?
A little bit.
I feel like you're doing that, right?
Yeah. Frasier's so good, though.
Frasier was really good and had, yeah, they did a good job with it.
I mean,
so.
Because sitcom, I mean, like, you liked it a lot more than I did, but I mean, like, is Schitt's Creek a candidate at least?
Yeah.
I'm not saying it's top five, but I mean, is it?
No, it actually is top five.
Oh, you think so?
Yeah. I'll tell you one that's in the mix. I don't think I'd put it top five, but in terms of just make you laugh so hard that it hurts is Arrested Development.
Oh, that counts. It's not necessarily humor. So.
I like the fact that The Office, everybody ended up good. We need shows like that every now and then.
Yeah, absolutely. I'll give you a sneaky one, WKRP in Cincinnati. Good show.
And that's so beyond me that I just don't have enough recollection of that at all.
Well, what do you recommend some shows to watch, like on Apple TV? Or
I'll tell you what, I watched a documentary. It's been recommended to me here several times, and I finally watched it today. If you're a sports fan at all, you don't have to like basketball. It doesn't matter. The Malice in the Palace about the Pistons – Pacers Brawl is a phenomenal documentary.
Yeah, that'd probably be fun to watch.
Really,
is that
really
the one with Bill Laimbeer and all that?
No. This is about Jermaine O'Neal and Ron Artest and all those guys.
So Rolling Stone, just for the hell of it here, top 12 sitcoms of all time.
Okay.
Number 12, Curb Your Enthusiasm. It is. It's very, very good.
Very good.
It's very, very good.
For sure.
11, Dick Van Dyke. We're going way back, obviously.
Okay.
Classic there. 10, Larry Sanders. Good show. I didn't think about that. I wouldn't have it in my list, but really, really good show.
F. Webb has MASH, and he is big on MASH. Is MASH Olympic in the list?
It probably is on here. I'm not a fan.
Okay.
But
yeah, it's fine.
Number 9, Parks and Rec.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, that's good.
Number 8, The Honeymooners.
Mm.
7, Mary Tyler Moore. MASH is at 6.
Okay.
5, All in the Family.
Oh, yeah.
That's good.
But it's a different...
It gets a time bump. It gets a lot of things there from that standpoint.
I remember that show being on all the time.
I Love Lucy at 4, Seinfeld at 3, okay. Cheers at 2.
Yeah.
What do you think 1 is?
The Office.
Now, I'm actually curious where The Office is. They went The Simpsons, number 1.
Oof.
Yeah, that's just made longevity, I guess.
Well, yeah, it's like 26 years.
It had a run.
They have Frasier at 13. Okay, so just speaking of... So you have that. Arrested Development at 15, Cosby at 16, Taxi.
I remember Taxi.
Roseanne.
Yeah.
So
The Office at 23.
Earlier y'all were talking about coaches and stuff, and different ones about Ole Miss and when O was there and everything. It reminded me of something, and I don't know if I've told him about this, but something Bianco did that I'll never really get over.
Got a list.
So, yes, but it was just a Bush League move. Like, but I don't know why he did it. So I had my son, my 5 year old, and we were at one of the games. We were close, and he had a ball, and a couple kids were signing it. You know, a couple players. Well, Bianco walks by, and we ask if he'd sign the ball. He gets the ball, looks at it, and my 5 year old, somebody's already signed the sweet spot. Sorry, buddy, and threw it back to him. And so my kid was like, you know, why did he not sign? Yeah, my kid was like, why did he not sign it? I said, well, I'm not sure. I don't know. It just completely like took me back. I mean, I know it's not a big deal, but I mean, who does that?
I've never heard of any human doing that ever. I'm floored right now.
Yeah, I'm
yeah. He said somebody's already signed on the sweet spot. I can't sign it. Like he's the, and then John Rhys Plumlee was like, it's okay, little man, or something like that. Like he felt bad about it. It was just the most awkward thing ever. I don't know if he had a bad day or what, or he just found out he wasn't going to get an LSU job or whatever it was, but I don't know. It was just awkward.
That's bad.
Remember that?
That's yeah. Horrible.
Yeah, that's,
like, come on.
I'm borderline speechless.
Yeah, it was pitiful. And then, you know, as bad as Coach O was, there's a friend of mine, he's on the board too, and he'll remember this story if he's listening. But he was walking to the Turner Center one day and saw Coach O in his Hummer just parked by it and told him, said, hey, I said, Coach O, I like the Hummer. How you like it? And he's like, hop up in the big man's truck. And so he took him all the way, like he didn't know if anything, took him all the way to the IPF and let him get in his office and sit in his chair and talk to him for a while. And, you know, and he was obviously inept, but he was cool and, you know, was good with people and stuff. But, yeah, when Bianco did that, it just kind of pissed me off. And I don't know if he's just got major little man syndrome or what. But I just, you know, I mean, that's my kid, man.
Yeah, no, I can't
sign a ball.
No, I get it. I'm kind of floored.
Yeah, but anyway, I just call and talk to you guys. I appreciate your show, and hopefully we'll beat Arkansas and have a lot of calling in. So
thanks, Casey. Appreciate you.
Thanks, Scott.
Getting back to Casey's first question, my favorite show on TV is Succession. It's coming back for season 3 here this month. So yeah,
I've never watched that. I need to watch it.
You'd have time to get the 2 seasons in prior to season 3 starting. I think the 17th, so we'd have to hurry, you got 10 days, but that's when season 3 premieres. I think it's the 17th.
I see Lydia in the thread. Lydia and I are both big Iowa fans. We're ready for Saturday. beat the Lions. Hey, who do we have?
Hey guys, it's Jarrett.
Hey Jarrett, what's up?
Man, I'm totally floored about that Bianco story too. That's
frankly, insane. It feels completely out of character for Mike, because I mean, my 5 is a lot of things, but typically not a bad guy and pretty big on promotions. I mean, that's it floored me pretty good from that standpoint.
Yeah. Chase, are you gonna text him and ask him what the deal was?
I'm not. No, he did not return my last text. So you know, that was like the Tuesday in the middle of the LSU week.
Has it been that long?
I hadn't talked to him since. Well, I take that back. I've talked to him once since then.
Okay.
So, Neil, I got a good bolognese, easy bolognese recipe I'll send to you, too, by the way, man.
Oh, please do. Please do.
I actually made it last night, and Stella was wolfing it down again tonight, so it's good stuff.
A lot of times when it's just me and Carson, I'll do a homemade bolognese, and he's a lot like me. He loves Italian, and so I'll make that, and he's usually pretty complimentary, so I'm always good for a recipe.
Yeah, it's a Gordon Ramsay recipe, and it's really easy.
Yeah, I bet.
So I feel the need to clarify the point I was trying to make Saturday night, because I was a little drunk and at a party. I don't know if you guys probably don't remember, but I had something along the lines of like, why would you even be a fan of Ole Miss or something like that?
I don't remember.
Yeah, it was stupid. So I think Chase articulated it better on the pod earlier this week, when he was saying basically, like, you know, different teams have different definitions of what good is, right? So, like, what I was saying, like, I was watching Air Force win a game. So, like, you know, we go 8-4 and go to the Cheez-It Bowl or whatever, like, I'm super happy with that, because, like, that's about as much as you can expect. You know, maybe contend for a Mountain West title every now and then. I mean, and if you win the Mountain West, you're going to the Las Vegas Bowl. So, like, you know, if they're not winning titles, I'm not upset about it. So the question is there really any point in rooting for Ole Miss to be more than, you know, maybe contending for a New Year's Six every 5 years, give or take?
Well, sure. I mean, here's an example. I mean, I know Georgia played for a national championship, but Georgia hasn't won a national championship since 1980.
Yeah, yeah. But I mean, they have a legit shot at it most years, right?
I guess, kind of. They've only been in the mix really like twice in the last 40 years.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
I mean, they would have won the national title when Alabama beat Aaron Murray, and then when they lost it to Alabama. Those are the two times they really had a chance to win the national title.
Yeah, yeah, that's true. I guess, like, I was just kind of looking at, you know, teams that have won SEC championships in the last 30 years, and, you know, it's less than half the league, you know?
Well, sure. I mean, it's really hard to win. Winning is precious. Championships are precious. I mean, you know, Tom Murphy and I were talking today on the Oxford Exxon podcast. He's a big Braves fan. The Braves have won, what do you say, 23 division titles?
Yeah, one World Series.
One World Series. It's hard.
Speaking of, what do you think about the Braves Brewers series? I know you're pulling for the Braves, Neil. And
I am pulling for the Braves, but all Braves, I'm a huge Braves fan for the next week.
Yeah.
Support the A.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I'm kind of like what you were saying, Chase. Like, I've kept track of the record, like the Braves record and like how they're doing. But the only game I sat down and watched the whole game all season was game one of that last Philly series. Like, I'm just – and I'm the same as you. I kind of been – ever since that infield fly thing, I was just like
– I don't know why that broke me, but it did.
Yeah, it's just one of those things where you're just like, why am I getting so emotionally invested in this, you know? So last question about the Arkansas game. So my question on the mailbag was about that – I don't know where Rapunzel is, sweetheart. Hey, can you say hey, Stella? Say hi. Still no. Okay, sorry. We'll get there, guys. We're working on it.
I don't know. I'm starting to wonder.
But I asked about that content item that y'all used to do. Like, you used to do a content item, like, on Thursdays or Fridays before games where you'd, like, compare the Ole Miss running back to, like, the whoever linebackers and the O-line to the D-line and their D-line to the other O-line and the receivers to the DBs and that sort of thing.
Yeah, I don't remember that. I'll take your word for it.
It was way back in the day because it had all that damn HTML code. It was, remember, pages of code. Yeah. I'd have to go in and meticulously find where this arrow changes to this arrow.
Oh, yeah, no, not doing that.
Disaster.
Yeah, because you had, like, too a much picture work on either side and an arrow going.
Yes,
like,
it was awful.
Yeah. So, anyway, so, like,
that's why,
you know,
I forgot
we've been talking a lot about problems Ole Miss has at all these spots this week, and I was kind of thinking about it. And I think, like, the only position group where we're favorable is maybe – I mean, we're better at quarterback, obviously.
Yeah, for sure.
And maybe our secondary is better.
I don't know. I think their secondary is a little better than yours.
But, I mean, that's the only one where I can think of that it's even really close. I think everything else – and maybe running backs – and everything else is clear advantage Arkansas.
No, you're better at wide receiver as a group.
You think so?
Yeah, they have the one receiver.
So then I guess the follow up question to that would be, so basically based on that, do you think that the reason, you know, you're confident, Chase, obviously you weren't in Ole Miss winning the game at all, and Vegas thinks so, is that they just think that Matt Corral is so much better that we're just gonna be able to score points?
Vegas would be expecting Ole Miss to score enough points to just outscore them because Arkansas has a hard time from behind. And if you get out ahead and you kind of get into a race at all, I mean, Ole Miss is going to win that. I mean, this thing's got to bog down and look ugly for Arkansas.
Yeah, yeah. I know. I think what you and Ben were, or Neil, what you and Ben were saying yesterday. By the way, I've listened to all the content this week. So we're saying about Ole Miss getting out, starting fast, being really important is a huge deal.
Yeah,
so,
for
okay,
sure.
One last question. Neil, okay. I need you and Gabe to get to pull some strings and get Air Force to play Missouri if Missouri makes a bowl game. Because we're averaging, we're number one in the country in rushing yards. I feel like we can get their eyes out of the right spots and just have a field day.
I'll see what I can do. Yep. Hey, thanks for the call. I didn't mean to hang up like that. It's so abrupt. Hey, who's this?
Hey, Neil. This is Rodney.
Hey, Rodney. What's up?
Well, I remember y'all was going back the other day. We were talking about the offensive line. So I went back and looking at all the our games and Arkansas's games, and because I ain't watched all of Arkansas's games, and I know the thing I noticed about Arkansas, and I'm sort of scared now. They are very, very physical. I'm sort of worried about Ole Miss. What do you think they can be more physical than us? And just,
I think they are going to be more physical than Ole Miss. I think that's who they are. You know, I think the key for Ole Miss is that you've got to go fast, and you've got to do the thing that you do with your offense. Yeah, you don't want to get bogged down if you're Ole Miss and play a physical game against Arkansas. That's not the
blueprint.
That's not the path to winning.
I think another thing is what y'all talking about the other day. We got to get up quick and pour it on, go fast like you're just talking about, and just because we can't let them get up. First, get up like 7-10 points, or it'd be a long, long day.
Oh yeah, you don't want to fall behind against them. They'll you know, by two or three scores, they'll eat the clock and they'll do a.
So I'm a little bit nervous, but I'm hoping we can pull it out. This is a crucial game, and every game is a crucial game. I don't know why I'm saying that, but this seems like a very big game for the rest of the year.
Yeah, it's a big game. I mean, look, it's absolutely a big game, but I mean, they're all big games. Like if you beat Arkansas, next week's a big game, and if you,
I'm a big Cubs fan, and 16 was a great time, but
you think?
I just can't believe we just tore it all to pieces after a while, like we did. I mean, I'm not a big baseball fan, but I like the Cubs. And I remember Sosa and back in the late 90s going to the home runs with like McGuire and, you know, and going just losing through all the year. And that 03, I'd like to kill me. And I'm probably not even that big of a fan, but, and I hate the Cardinals like you. I loved it when they got beat last night.
I was going to say, did you hear that the Cardinals losing last night? Cardinals lost. Yeah, it's a shame. It was like, Chris Turner or Chris somebody hit a home run, and he was great. He's fantastic.
Right.
Yep.
I loved it.
Hey, anyway, thanks for the call, Rodney.
Y'all have a great
one. Okay, Rodney, thanks. Big day for Chris Turner.
Chris Taylor.
Taylor. How could I forget? Such a big night.
We called him Chris Turner, then we called him Justin Turner, then we finally settled on Chris
big
Taylor.
Big night for the Taylor family. So happy for them. They've been through so much.
It's not.
What's that?
I was looking. I couldn't really find anything I overly wanted to watch on TV, too. Nothing was sticking out to me.
You could turn on the NFL game?
Couldn't find it.
It's on Peacock.
Was it?
Right?
I couldn't find it on Peacock.
Oh, maybe not.
That's the Sunday night game.
Oh, yeah.
Because of NBC.
Here, I'll turn the football back on. Hey, who do we have?
Anthony.
What's up, Anthony? Hey, Anthony, how are you?
Have either of you guys watched Yellowstone?
I'm aware of it enough, but no, it has not been one that I have watched all the way through.
Yeah, same for me.
Yeah, it'll get you. It's pretty good. Kevin Costner, it's, you know, just film's worth watching it.
That's Paramount, right?
Yeah, Paramount.
Yeah, see, I didn't have Paramount until fairly recently, so I haven't been able to. I mean, it just hasn't been on my list.
Is it a super dramatic Kevin Costner, or is it a good Kevin Costner?
good Kevin Costner, like Open Range.
Okay.
What is dramatic Kevin Costner?
The Bodyguard, maybe?
Yeah.
You don't need him to get too sappy.
Dances with Wolves.
Oh, you weren't a Dances with Wolves
fan? It was fine. It was long.
It's an epic.
It's an epic.
But, no, I just wanted to get your thought about, I think the biggest part of the game this weekend is because Arkansas is probably going to try to do the same thing they did last week, is the little dump off pass to the running back and everything and breaking tackles is going to be a big part of the game. I just wanted to get y'all's thoughts about it, and I'll hang up and listen. Yeah. I appreciate it, guys.
I'll tell you this, and thanks for the call. They're going to run. They're going to run it at Ole Miss. They're going to try to establish the run and eat clock and possess the ball and all of that. I taped with Pete DeWeese earlier today. Pete referred to it as a matchup nightmare for Ole Miss. And I don't go that far. Again, I think Ole Miss wins, and I think Ole Miss covers. But Ole Miss's path to victory, it's not six lanes on the interstate. It's a one lane. It's one lane.
One team is going to control tempo in this game, and that team is going to win the football game. That's it.
Yeah, I think so.
If Arkansas is able to run and keep it and play keep away and do the whole deal, then they're in damn good shape. And if this team turns into any semblance of a track meet, Ole Miss is going to win the football game.
Agreed. Yeah, Arkansas doesn't want a track meet.
No.
Arkansas wants a old-fashioned football game. Ole Miss wants a track meet.
DK Metcalf, touchdown, Seahawks.
Mark says, do we know the Costner-Cal Ripken story? I have heard.
This is ringing bells, but don't make me recite it back to you.
Well,
are you scared here?
Yeah. I've heard the rumor.
You believe it?
I don't know. I mean.
Maybe.
Sure.
Okay.
I know the Ryan Sandberg, Rafael Palmeiro rumor, and I'm told by multiple people that it's true.
Really?
Yeah. It broke up a pretty good Cubs team. Women. You know?
Had something good going here.
I mean, we did. I mean, you had Rafael Palmeiro and had a lot going on. Rafael Palmeiro and Ryan Sandberg in the same lineup.
We'll play back in the day.
Yeah, it's going to be good. But other things got in the way.
I expect an attendance of 57.
57.
Okay.
That's my thought.
Okay. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
That's not bad.
I'll tell you real quick while we're waiting on some calls that I'll have the MPW Digital pregame show up. That's brought to you by Walk-Ons. They put everything they've got into bringing you game day with the taste of Louisiana. Dig into their mouth-watering Louisiana cuisine like po' boys, gumbo, voodoo shrimp. Fan favorites like juicy burgers, fresh salads, quality fresh ingredients you can't help but crave. Coming soon next month, Walk-On Sports Bistro, more than a restaurant, 1737B University Avenue in Oxford. I'm looking forward to it opening up. It's going to be really good. We're also brought to you by Brothrow. It's a social sports betting network, free to use. Go to bet.brothrow.com/MPW. Check out Brothrow. You can start your own group, make friends, invite your friends. Payment happens within 24 hours of the conclusion of your bet. You can take the other side of an existing bet, start a new bet, and more. That's at bet.brothrow.com/MPW. Don't forget about 7 South tailgating. Might be too late for this weekend, but LSU comes to town in 2 weeks. Get in touch with 7 South tailgating, 662-321-1682. We talked a little bit about the Game Changer patch over the course of the last couple of days. You want to get that Game Changer patch. It's a game changer. Literally, it's the only two-patch system available in the market to stop hangovers before they start. The warm-up patch is used before or while you drink. The overtime patch is used after you've been drinking to recover while you sleep. GameChangerPatch.com. Enter promo code REBELGROVE20 at checkout for 20% off your purchase. We're also brought to you by ACS, Clay McNutt, and the people there in Baldwin, Mississippi. It's a complete electrical control system solution provider, a Rockwell Automation recognized system integrator, ACS LLC, MS.com, or call 662-601-4381.
So we stopped for a call a minute ago. Is it good?
What?
Impeachment.
Oh.
Because OJ was really well done. It was good. I mean, I told you this the other day, if I was not really interested in the subject, and maybe I know too much about it where I'm bored, but I just can't. Something is just making me kind of go, okay, on with it.
The Clinton character is starting to bother me because I don't think Clinton was that stupid.
Oh.
I mean, Clinton... Well, here's the thing, okay? People do spoiler alert. Since Clinton was the president, we've had George W. Bush for 8 years, Barack Obama for 8 years, Donald Trump for 4 years, and now Joe Biden for 1 year. So there's a certain degree of, if you don't know by now, right? If you don't know what happened with the Lewinsky thing, maybe that's on you. But even after he knows that she's been subpoenaed, he brings her into the Oval Office and gives her gifts?
I mean...
Is that right?
I don't... We're giving... Not that it's wrong at all. I don't know. I mean, she was there. We're giving Monica a lot of trust here in production to guide us through the truth.
Yeah, and she doesn't make her character out to be some angel.
No. She does a really good job of...
But if that's the case, what an idiot!
And I do think there was a desperation, loneliness involved to where, there was two things. And again, shut up, anybody about spoilers. Come on. He has a secretary who knows everything and has a safety valve there who he trusts to just run all this interference and do whatever, make it look like it needs to look like and whatever. And then with that and between that and the government shutdown at times, you had this insane sense of at least relative privacy that I think it did alter his perception on what was smart and stupid and whatnot, because he felt, A, invincible to begin with, but beyond that, the circumstances made it more likely to do really, really, really dumb crap. So in some ways, I kind of buy it, I think.
So do you think he had genuine feelings for Monica Lewinsky? Beyond just loneliness, and she filled a void that obviously his marriage was a complete empty vessel. Because he and Hillary were a business relationship.
I mean, certainly fondness.
Sure.
Certainly. What I don't know is I don't know if it goes beyond she made him feel good and mm-hmm. important.
Sure.
And I mean that in very emotional
ways. Isn't that crazy? He was the president of the United States, yet I know exactly what you mean. She made him feel important as a man in a way that I don't think he did previously.
Yeah. I think that's it. I mean, well, you know, he lost, and I know we're probably losing people on this. I was listening to a podcast running the other day with Monica and talking to David Axelrod. And he made mention that the only time Clinton has really come out publicly with any kind of like reason. Somebody said, why did you do that? And his response was, because I could. With that being the case, we're taking him at his word. While I still believe everything I just said, and it's what the show is about. I mean, even beyond everything else, in some ways, the show is about that just because something is consensual doesn't mean that you don't have an tremendous power dynamic at play that made it whatever it is. So, no, I believe that the desire to not feel lonely and underappreciated and all those things as a human played into being dumb, being frankly mean at times, being a lot of different emotions and things over the course of this.
Someone fill me in on what happened. This is an Arkansas State player against Coastal Carolina. They strapped him down on the stretcher. Did he move at all?
What happened?
It looked like they're protecting against some sort of a neck injury. They strapped him down, the whole deal, put him in an ambulance, and they're taking him off.
This is Arkansas State?
Yeah, appeared to be an Arkansas State player. Had to be either on the second half kickoff or on the first play.
Who's their coach now?
Pruitt.
Oh, that's right.
Or Butch Jones.
Yeah, that's right.
He's trying to get them fired up to play again.
Oof. That's almost
that's
impossible.
The scariest thing. Hey, who do we have?
Hey, this is David from Georgia. You guys talking about the whole Monica Lewinsky thing brought back a memory of mine. I was a young Marine back in 2003, and one of my staff sergeants was one of the crew chiefs on Marine One. You know, the helicopter that comes in, lands on the South Lawn?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, he was the guy that would come out of the helicopter and salute the president as he walked in. And he was talking to a couple of the Secret Service guys when the Lewinsky scandal broke. And the Secret Service guys said that Hillary completely lost it in the presidential apartment there at the White House and started throwing things at Bill.
Yeah, I've heard this.
Hitting him and all of that kind of stuff. And the Secret Service had to break into the presidential apartment and pull her off of him.
Oh, wow.
Because they were like, "I'm sorry, Mrs. Clinton. I know this is a very emotional time for you, but he is the president of the United States and we can't let you do this."
But it wasn't because of what he did. It's because it got out. It was affecting
It was because he got caught.
Yeah, right. Yeah, sure.
Like you guys have said, that's not a marriage. That's a business relationship.
Well, come on, let's face it. She already had a long-term plan. He was going to be the president for 8 years.
Somebody's going to pass.
Somebody else would become president, and then she would run again. She was probably thrilled when George W. Bush defeated Al Gore.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Because then that didn't put her plan on hold for another 4 years.
Yeah, she could decide, and she ultimately did think about running against George W. Bush and decided not to. Decided that from a political standpoint, it would be best to run against a non-incumbent because it's very hard to beat an incumbent president. I mean, you have to get 81 million votes to do it.
The most
votes ever. But it's very hard to beat an incumbent.
The most legitimate and popular president of all time.
Yeah, so he had to so she decided to wait. But yeah, absolutely. She knew that her husband's stuff would hurt, would be an issue for her.
Yeah, but you guys talking about that show, that just brought back a memory of mine that I had from that staff sergeant telling me about the story. And he said that they picked him up from the South Lawn a couple of days after that, and he had the makeup on, but you could tell there was a slight little cut up underneath his eye that you couldn't make out, and he thought that was funny too. So I just figured I'd let you guys know that.
Oh, yeah, thanks for the call. That's great stuff.
All right, take it easy, guys.
Thanks, David.
Yeah, those choppers are incredibly cool because what I've seen them. I've seen the president land on them coming in on that South Lawn, and they come in with three of them, and they play like a shell game where they go in and out and weave and weave and weave just in case somebody's doing something. You don't know which one is actually on it. Then at the very last second as they're coming in to the area to land on the lawn, the two on the outside break off and take away, and then that one drops right down in the middle after their little shell game.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. It's really, really neat.
All right, we got I had a feeling this would be like people are antsy.
There's a nervousness going on.
There's a nervousness, yeah.
It changes a lot. Like it's a game Saturday that dictates a lot of things.
Yeah.
I mean, it just is.
I've had people say, "Who are you for?" I'm like, "Look, I'm not for anybody, but if you ask me who I get to control who wins. It's a no-brainer.
There's a certain amount of business situation that goes into this.
Yeah,
that is,
I mean,
it's kind of a big deal.
Next week's a lot easier here if Ole Miss beats Arkansas.
Ole Miss beats Arkansas, and then we get to do the Tennessee thing, and the Kiffin stuff. And
you lose to Arkansas, and you get nervous about Tennessee.
I mean, frankly, those two teams are kind of similar in a way. I mean, Ole Miss is better, but
they're better. I'm concerned about how beat up they are. Saturday feels more and more like trying to survive than trying to, like, go make a statement.
Springer is a huge loss against running teams.
Yeah.
Mingo's physicality is a big deal. I mean, not just Pearson having a hard time lining up correctly, all those different things. I mean, Mingo's the only guy that catches it and is kind of a physical big body on the outside. Drummond can do it a little on the inside, but on the outside, he's the only one that does that. And then, I mean, look, I think I was probably picking Arkansas even before, but I didn't even really think about it either way much once Caleb Warren went out. To me, that is a tremendous loss on the offensive line.
Yeah, I didn't know that when I made my pick, and I would have changed my score because I had Ole Miss winning by 12, and I would have changed it to like Ole Miss by 3. I would have made it a much closer game.
Because you've got whomever it is, whether it's Ramsey or Melton or Rhodes, it's a decrease in productivity, and it's another guy from a communication standpoint. Mm-hmm. It's a lot. I mean, it's not linear. It's exponential on the way that this thing messes up.
Yeah, no, the margin for error is small. What do you have on TV2 here? You have like some sort of scuba show or something?
What are we watching?
I don't know. You're the one that controlled it.
What even app are we on?
I have no idea. You controlled it. All Action?
Oh, it's Baywatch.
Baywatch.
What is this?
I don't know.
Am I just on like DirecTV?
I don't know what you're doing.
I don't either.
Okay. Hit the little home button. There you go. You see, there's Rams Seahawks. You can turn that on right there. It'd be easy.
I just clicked it. Nothing happened.
No, you weren't on it.
Hold on.
Got to go down to where it's highlighted. Yeah, see, you're trying to go too fast.
I feel really dumb because I actually have the same system. Yeah, I have it, right?
I don't know. Go back to it. There it is.
There we go.
Now hit it. There you go. Attaboy.
We figured it out.
Good job.
Phil Murray, much like a grandparent who can't work any kind of technology.
I mean, right? And I'm the one helping you. It's just kind of bizarre.
Coastal has scored again, by the way, 31-0.
Yeah, that's not good. I'm going to find turn baseball on here.
Oh, we don't have a 30-day trial, but yeah, turn baseball on. We're fine right now.
Okay.
Mark likes the over next week in Tennessee and Ole Miss. I mean, I get why, but they're going to set that thing pretty damn high.
I got it. I need to see Ole Miss score some points.
Against somebody not named Tulane.
I saw some weird stuff last week, and I need to see it go away. I mean, I'm being honest. I need to see some stuff go away. I need to see some receivers get open on their own, not schemed open.
Oh.
I need to see some offensive line stuff between the tackles, open gaps.
Braylon got a show.
Yeah, and somebody else has to show, too. Look, asking Braylon to go run 75 plays is not a recipe for productivity. It's just not. I mean, hey, go run. Even if you're in phenomenal shape and you go out and you run 70 sprints, the 70th sprint is not going to be as good as the 7th sprint. It's human. Plus, you get hit over the course of it. It's not just sprints.
You do.
People are hitting you, and you tweak an ankle a little bit. You don't feel exactly 1,000%. Braylon and Drummond need to be playing 50 snaps, not 70 snaps. There's a difference between 50 and 70. I mean, there just is. You need other people to step up and contribute. You need to be able to take part of a series off. One more drink of water. One more, you know what I mean? Just one more deep breath before you go out and you get
fatigued.
I don't
know who the options are there.
I don't either. It just hasn't happened. It just hasn't happened with Dannis Jackson, Jaden Jackson. And the frustration with they're not lined up right is a frustrating thing, and I get it.
Especially in tempo. defense subs, 5 yards, yeah. Clock stops, everything dies.
Yeah.
It kills the entire situation of what you're trying to do at that point.
Completely bails out the defense. Now, on the flip side, Arkansas had these problems last week. They had 100 and some odd yards of penalties. It was the big emphasis this week in Fayetteville was, hey, we've got to play cleaner.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, they had a pretty shitty week too. So it's kind of curious to see who bounces back. But I don't sense from reading about them that they're as beat up as Ole Miss is.
No, and I feel like emotionally it almost kind of evens out because I think Arkansas was able to forget Georgia easier than Ole Miss was able to forget Alabama, but then Ole Miss is at home.
Yeah.
So it almost feels like a push.
But it's 11 a.m. And so you go out for warm-ups at 10 and people aren't in the stands yet and it's kind of quiet and it. We're brought to you by Pinpoint Commercial Real Estate, based out of Jackson. They service the entire state, all commercial asset classes such as retail, office, industrial, and land. Sam Cox, B.B. Mitchell are Ole Miss grads. They utilize their unique skill sets to execute on assignments and increase value for their clients. If you want to learn more about Sam and B.B. and what they do, 601-586-3220. Blue Delta Jeans makes the best-fitting, most comfortable jeans in the world. Because they're uniquely made for you and only you. Raw denim jeans, custom fit, hand-tailored in Tupelo, Mississippi. One size fits one at BlueDeltaJeans.com. Go to BlueDeltaJeans.com, enter the promo code REBELGROVE at checkout. Get 10% off your purchase. We're also watching about Lammons Fine Jewelry. Lammons is at 1126 North Lamar Boulevard in Oxford. Whatever you're looking for in jewelry, they've got it. They're the gold standard in fine jewelry. Visit LammonsFineJewelry.com, 662-234-2777. We have a Mind of My Money that's up today. We actually talked a lot of Ted Lasso. That's brought to you by Pinnacle. It's mypinwealth.com, mypinnwealth.com.
Let's see. 3-0 Rays over the Red Sox. Fourth inning in that one.
Rays are really good. Red Sox are threatening here right now. They've got a good lineup.
Who would you pick if you get to pick the World Series winner?
I had Rays and Giants.
But I mean, just heart. Who would you pick?
If I could choose someone to win? Oh, I'd love to see Kyle Schwarber win with the Red Sox. I'd love to see Chris Bryant win with the Giants. I want one of the former Cubs to win.
You don't care which one?
No. One of those two. Two of my favorites.
I would have guessed you would have picked Rizzo.
I like Rizzo too, but among guys who were good to my son, it'd be those two. Or Javi Baez, but he's not in it. Hey, who do we have?
Hey, it's John from Nashville.
Hey, John.
How are you all tonight?
We're good.
Good. Well, I had to make sure. All right, so the whole – I know y'all been talking about impeachment all night, but – I really am fascinated with this whole thing because like that was during the time when I was growing up, and I grew up in the 90s as well. And so it's kind of from a historical aspect, pretty neat to go back and look. You know, my dad's sex talk with me was describing what Bill Clinton did. So, but here's my question. So I've been listening to the Slow Burn podcast too, and I feel like the big story just completely got overlooked. And it was the Juanita Broderick story. And like, you know, the Paula Jones thing, I don't really believe her. I mean, I believe stuff happened, but I think it was consensual. But the Juanita Broderick story sounds a lot more legit. And I feel like that just completely got whitewashed by the whole Monica Lewinsky thing. So I don't know. I mean, do y'all believe her on that? Or what's y'all's opinion on it?
Paula Jones?
No, Juanita Broderick.
Juanita. Yeah. Well, actually, both. Both.
It is very believable. I think if I remember correctly, and again, I don't know that I've thought about it since the Slow Burn podcast. For anybody out there that's really into this, she was the nursing home administrator that he allegedly raped in 1978 while he was running for governor or whatever. She had some marks on her face, even if I remember correctly. Right? Weren't there actually some physical signs of something?
Well, I think he had, not to get too graphic, but he had, like, bit her lip.
That's right. That's what
it was. So she couldn't scream.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You're right. Yeah.
I just listened to this all last night, by the way. So this is the first time I've really heard of all of this. I mean, I knew about the other stuff, but not the Juanita Broderick, so...
She said something in like 98 or 99, if I remember correctly, after as everything was ever finally going on, because she still didn't want to come on when the Paula Jones thing was going on and went into court. I want to say she was Jane Doe with a number.
Yes, she was Jane Doe number 5.
Okay.
She was in last night's episode.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, the Jones attorneys went to see her and she wouldn't talk.
Would not talk.
Right.
She signed the affidavit saying that she wouldn't, or saying that nothing happened. And then later she came back and actually said what happened or what she believes happened, unless she's lying. But I don't know. It sounded a lot more convincing to me than the Paula Jones deal.
So, the only thing that, The biggest negative to her story, and again, I'm not saying it's right, wrong, or different. I mean, I obviously have no freaking idea, was that she worked a Clinton fundraiser a couple weeks later. She did like
a
thing, and
okay.
I think she came out and said later that she was in denial or that she thought that she had given him the wrong idea about letting him come to the room to begin with, a lot of those different things. But... The fact that she put herself in his campaign sight again,
yeah,
gives me some interesting thought there. I don't know. She talked about when she came out later. She said Hillary actually came up to her at the other event, the second event, and was basically like some kind of mild, hey, thank you, but you get nothing gets said here, right? I mean, some kind of remark. At least giving off that sort of interpretation. So.
Yeah. I mean, and again, like last night was kind of the first I'd heard of it, but it seems like that would be the biggest story out of all of it. And I know NBC was deciding whether they were going to run the story or not, because I know that they had interviewed her, and they, I think like 3 months later after the impeachment trial, they ran the story, but it had already gotten out by then. But that was kind of news to me, because I'm conservative, but I've always caught myself liking Clinton, and I think maybe again it just goes back to nostalgia for the 90s, but I think he was a pretty good president besides all the, the scandals stuff. But I mean, he kind of knew what he was doing when it came to the policies. And, I think it was kind of a similarity between him and Donald Trump. It was like neither one of them are very good people, but both had good policies. I just have found that show really interesting, and, I don't feel like the show impeachment is giving Paula Jones the benefit of the doubt. Like, I mean, they're kind of hinting at,
No, they're
she's not being honest.
They're absolutely questioning her credibility, no doubt.
Yeah.
Yeah, and frankly, she would have been advised, and this comes up in the show, she would have been advised to take the settlement money and head to the showers.
Hang out with that husband.
Do you think it was just her trying to convince her? She didn't take the money because she was trying to convince her husband that nothing happened.
I think some of those like far right wing people got to her and convinced her that she was going to be a hero. They used her.
Yeah.
A solid attorney would have listened to her story, looked at the settlement, and said, "Let's take it. Go away. Get your money." And she was from Lone Oak. Chase and I once stopped in Lone Oak at a Sonic. So,
oh, that's right.
So I'm kind of familiar with Lone Oak, and she should have taken the money.
That's right.
Yeah.
That place.
That's rough.
Give me some more description.
Just it's nothing. It's a hole in the wall. There's nothing there.
It's a bunch of
okay.
It's,
so there's not much to describe.
It's a watered down water valley.
Okay.
Yeah, it makes Water Valley look really nice.
Well, yeah. No, I mean, even watching like actual videos of her, I don't believe it. I don't believe her. Like, I think that.
Yeah, I think she was telling a partial truth and all like that.
Yeah.
Hey, thanks for the call. So, appreciate you.
All right, appreciate it.
She is listed of like one of nine notable people to have ever lived in Lone Oak, Arkansas.
Who was that fullback that Ole Miss recruited forever? He ended up going to Arkansas for a little while and then he left.
What was this?
Remember that? We were covering Nutt. This fullback from Lone Oak.
Was he from Lone Oak?
He kept visiting Ole Miss over and over and over.
Where'd he end up going?
I thought he walked on at Arkansas.
Oh, really? Oh.
I can't remember.
Oh, I don't know. The only like, what was the quarterback that Dave was obsessed with and ended up going to Syracuse or Boston College?
Oh, what's his name?
Charlie Loeb.
Yeah, Charlie Loeb. Yeah, he was absolutely
needed an offer for Charlie.
Hey, who's this?
It's Grind.
Hey, Grind, what's up, man?
What's up, man?
Your phone sounds better tonight.
What'd you say now?
Your phone sounds better tonight, I think. We've had people complaining about your phone, but it sounds better tonight.
Okay. Well, that's good. That's good, man. I'm finally got my voice starting to come back after the trip to Baton Rouge.
Oh, yeah. How was Baton Rouge? Did you enjoy it?
Yeah, man, I enjoyed it. You know, LSU fans, you know, pretty cool people. Campus was well, not the city's a dump, but the campus is pretty cool. The city of Baton Rouge ain't hitting on nothing.
Yeah, it's gotten really run down. It was better than that pre-Katrina. Katrina hurt Baton Rouge badly. They doubled their population basically overnight.
The infrastructure was a disaster.
They couldn't handle it. It was a total disaster and still is to this day.
Man, I hate to hear that for that to be the reason, but them fans pissed off down there, boy. I tell you that. They pissed off. They not like Texas A&M fans. They don't want to hear no sunshine. They want to hear the hard truth and get aired out of there.
What was the crowd like down there?
To be honest with you, man, like I said, the max at kickoff was probably like 85, maybe 90%.
Right. Yeah.
And then like the weird thing about it is, you know, like around halftime, you know, they was winning at halftime, but they started leaving.
Yeah,
the upper deck started getting a little empty and stuff.
Yeah,
I probably say at the end of the game it was probably like somewhere between 75,000 to 80,000 people there.
To me, the people bailing on him is the biggest indictment.
I agree.
It's just that they're not. I've been to too many LSU games when people are all in on the Tigers, and they don't leave. They stay and they're rowdy and they're a difference maker. And there was a video that came out the other day. It was like one of the on this date in or whatever. And it was an LSU Florida game in Baton Rouge. It was like 14 years ago or 11 years ago. I don't know what it was. But that place, LSU came back from 10 down to beat Florida in the fourth quarter. And that place was rowdy.
Yeah, I mean, it got loud, but it wasn't like – I didn't walk away like, oh, my gosh. You know, that was something that was amazing. Like, I was expecting, you know, like Death Valley at night, some out of this world atmosphere. But, you know, it was a good SEC atmosphere, but it wasn't, one of those things that people always talk about, in my opinion.
Did you get there for the pregame? Did you watch the – when they bring the Tiger that stuff?
Yeah, the pregame and everything was, you know, all cool. They do the little Callin' Baton Rouge song
and
all that.
Yeah, it's a good song.
It was pretty cool, man. So, I see you picking the Rebels, and I agree with you. And, I mean, Chase, man, you got to have a little more faith, man. You got to, you know, step out. Come on, man.
I'm telling you I get
what you're getting at, but I'm going to tell you this. If Arkansas win, like, it's, I'm not saying the score going to look nasty, but it's going to feel bad the way they, like, if Arkansas does win, because there's going to be a whole lot of guys getting moved out of gaps, guys missing tackles.
Oh, and you have to make it sloppy. It's got to be ugly. Arkansas wins this game ugly.
That's what I'm saying.
It looks like bad football almost.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah. And I mean, look, Ole Miss didn't tackle well the other day. They got to tackle better on Saturday. If they do some of that arm tackling crap that they did in Tuscaloosa, it's going to get a little tenuous on Saturday. I'm just telling you, Ole Miss has to play a much cleaner game.
I agree, man. I agree. My last thing before I let y'all go, man. Hopefully, I don't think we're going to win, but I do think we cover against Georgia this week. You know, fingers crossed. I hate Georgia. I hate Kirby Smart. I hope we get it. Like I said, I hope we cover. Hopefully, I hope we win.
So you didn't think you could win in Baton Rouge because they hadn't in 20 years, but you think you're going to cover against Georgia?
Yeah, man, it's Georgia, bro. And we at home.
Yeah.
How you scoring?
How they scoring? I don't like that offense either. I mean, okay, look.
Down
I did
set
find out, which is interesting. Georgia has the number one ranked defense according to PFF.
They have the best defense in the country.
But we're tied with Iowa. Auburn tied with Iowa in second with 92.6, which I thought was pretty interesting. Because I don't think Auburn's been playing that good, but that's what PFF been saying. And before I let y'all go, man, do y'all think Texas A&M got Alabama up coming up this week? So they're going to fall to 0-3 in the SEC.
Yep.
They're going to be last in the West.
Yep.
So I'm going to get y'all answers off the air.
Okay.
But do you think Texas A&M ever rises above sixth in the West this season? And I'll get it off the air, man.
Okay.
Keep the good show going.
Thank you.
Above sixth means they have to pass two teams.
Here's their schedule.
So you're giving them 0-3.
They lose to Alabama.
Sure.
They get Missouri there.
That's a win.
They get South Carolina at home.
That's a win.
They go weekend off. Auburn at home. Feels like a loss. Ole Miss here.
Yep.
Prairie View. And then at LSU.
Yes, they rise above sixth.
Who falls to seventh?
I don't know. Somebody will go 2-6 or something. I mean.
Ooh. Not Alabama. Not Auburn. Either Arkansas or Ole Miss is getting a win on Saturday.
That's true. Let's put it this way. I think they're going to go 3-5 in the league.
You think A&M is?
Yeah. I think they're going 3-5. So 3-5, 4-0, 7-5 for A&M.
Okay.
I think that makes the most sense.
Matthew has Ole Miss going 2-6. Hush your mouth.
Yeah, because that's Vandy in 1.
Yeah.
Because remember, Vandy's on the schedule.
Yeah.
And they suck.
They're bad.
They won 2 games, though.
I don't know why everybody went crazy on A&M. Just the way they played last year and their defense and just...
That's why.
That's Period. Why.
Winning ugly doesn't necessarily mean low scoring.
No.
It just... It doesn't look like 2021 football. And it's not as impressive as when Georgia does it and you go, oh, okay, fine. Like somebody banging your head into a car door over and over and over.
Yeah, I mean... Arkansas wants to play a physical football game. They want three and outs and punts and field position and they want to run. They want to convert first downs, move the chains, reset the clock, leave number two on the bench. That's what they want. That's how they win. I mean, their recipe for winning is not particularly complicated. I don't think they can do it. I get how they would draw it up.
Sure.
Still 3-0 Tampa in the top fifth against Boston. What are the Rams doing?
It was 7-0 Seahawks. Oh, I don't know. I've got a lot of Lone Oak, Arkansas information on my computer.
So. Do you ever find the name of the fullback?
I have not. I looked it up a little bit. 7-3 at halftime.
Okay.
Seahawks. Yeah, the 18 ex-NBA players thing's crazy.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Big insurance fraud scheme. Glenn Davis among the guys.
Yeah, I saw that.
Who was the other one? Was it Sebastian Telfair?
Oh, was he in it?
Yeah, was it Telfair?
I don't know.
For some reason, I felt like it was Telfair.
I can't remember.
I could be wrong. But that name sticks out. Tony Allen was in it.
Yeah, I saw Tony Allen.
Yeah, I do remember that.
Like Terrence Williams, like 18-year-old kid. It's kind of sad, the whole thing, honestly.
Darius Miles. Yeah, Telfair.
Mm. If Ole Miss loses, you're going to want to get away. Get into I know I will. You need to talk to John Edwards, Regency Travel Incorporated in Memphis. Think about a trip. Get in touch with John. Give him some parameters. Give him a budget. And he'll give you a ton of options. And no, you don't have to live in or near Memphis. Take advantage of his services. 901-494-3387 or jedwards@regencytravel.net. We're also brought to you by Grenada Nissan. If you're in the market for a Nissan vehicle, that's the place to go. It's in Grenada, Mississippi, just off Interstate 55, GrenadaNissanUSA.com. Also brought to you by Service Specialist, with offices in Ridgeland, Canton, Jackson, and Oxford. They've been connecting candidates and employers since 1967 as the oldest staffing company in Mississippi. Whether you're a new college grad or a seasoned professional, you should contact Service Specialist. If you're a recent grad without much experience, you should call them as well. They're always looking for candidates that have potential and want to learn and get their foot in the door with growth opportunities. Prospective employers should get in touch with Service Specialist too. They always have resumes and names at their perusal. It's ServiceSpecialistLTD.com. Also brought to you by Alpha Specialties. They're located at 1670 Highway 80 in Pearl. They're your trailer-specific professional. They've got load trail, Hallmark cargo trailers. They can work with third parties to have game day trailers and concession trailers built as well. It's 601-932-9798 or alphaofms.com. And don't forget, the new college collection is in at the Rogue. Really cool stuff. You saw Chance Campbell wearing some of it the other day. You can get your hands on it as well. 4450 I-55 North in Jackson or therogue.com.
Just interesting thing here between two obviously hella football players, DK Metcalf and Jalen Ramsey. ESPN Stats and Info said that tonight Metcalf has two receptions for 44 yards and a touchdown when Ramsey was his nearest defender in the first half. In three games last season, Metcalf had 44 yards and zero touchdowns on 11 targets when Ramsey was his nearest defender. So
either DK's figured it out or Ramsey's taking a step back.
Yeah, just had a bad half or whatever's going on. But he shut him down last year, not the case so far in 2021.
Those are two pretty elite athletes going at each other.
The
margin for error is probably pretty thin.
Yeah, that's the best matchup on the field.
Yeah.
Including whatever poor offensive lineman's doing with Aaron Donald all night.
God, can you imagine? All week knowing you got to deal with that monster.
No way to simulate that.
No.
Nothing you can do.
Well, how do you simulate guarding DK?
Good point. Because you're not going to bump him at the line.
I mean, I guess what you do is just go put your pads on and go run into a brick wall over and over and over all week.
Because you're mostly just trying to run with him.
Yeah. Yeah, you want to stay on him.
But you got to be physical with him.
Yeah, and if you're overly physical with him, he pushes you away, and then he's wide open. That happens a lot. Yeah, Ole Miss did not get exposed last week. Arkansas did not get exposed last week. They played great teams.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's very conceivable, and I know this is crazy because we live in this wild world. It's conceivable that at the end of the year we look back and go, both Ole Miss and Arkansas are really good. They're not that good, but nobody is. Again, Iowa and Penn State are going to play each other, ranks 3 and 4, and neither one of those teams would stay within two touchdowns of Alabama or Georgia. Does that mean that when let's say Iowa goes 13-0 and wins the Big Ten, okay?
Doesn't diminish their season.
When they play Alabama and lose by 27 points in the semifinals, does that mean they suck? Because if that's the case, then the sport's over, man. Everybody sucks.
No, whether you're good or not actually is built off those kind of teams. Iowa, Penn State.
Yeah. Here's what would be fun. Seriously. I mean, again, it's not Alabama's fault. It's not Georgia's fault. I mean, they've got two of the best teams that you can put together.
Had a little kerfuffle there.
But if you took them away and made college football this wide open deal,
it'd be a track meet.
It'd be fun.
Yeah.
You'd be going, I mean, one of our stories would be, hey, do you think Cincinnati could win the national title?
Mm-hmm.
And it'd be a legitimate conversation because they beat Wisconsin. They beat Notre Dame. It'd be a real conversation. You'd be looking at this Iowa-Penn State game going, hey, the winner of this could win the whole thing. You'd be looking at the Oklahoma-Texas game going, you know, the winner of this. You'd still be talking about Ohio State.
Oh, sure.
You'd still be talking about Oregon.
Yeah.
Right now, Ole Miss-Arkansas would be this monstrous game. I mean, the winner would, ooh, chance to be Cinderella.
Jump back in it.
Yeah, yeah, sure. Because neither one of them would have played at either one of those two teams.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. I'm not picking on Matthew here. I'm just saying I'm not prepared to tell you that Ole Miss is good right now. I want to see what Saturday looks like. But I'm not going to hold it against Ole Miss that they got thumped at Alabama. Any more than I'm going to really hold it against Arkansas that it was 21-0 at the end of the first quarter and their coaching staff went, hey, you know what? We got a whole schedule left. Let's get the hell out of here. We're not winning.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're Arkansas, let's look at this from their perspective for just a minute. If you beat Ole Miss on Saturday, you're 5-1 at the turn. There's not one soul around that program who would have said, hey, if the football gods had come down and said, hey, here's what we're going to offer you. You guys get to be, at the end of October the 9th, you guys get to be 5-1 with Pine Bluff, Mississippi State, and Missouri still on your schedule.
Done.
Just sign me up. I mean, they would have been like slitting wrists to sign in blood.
Yeah.
I mean, Arkansas
would have asked no questions.
Oh, done. Arkansas, if they could find a way to win at Ole Miss, they're 5-1 at the turn? Ranked like 11th in the country?
Yeah, with Georgia and Ole Miss out of the way and A&M.
Yeah, who the hell wouldn't sign up for that?
Yeah.
So I don't know. It's just it's there's two teams that are so much better than everyone else that it skews it all.
Yeah.
All right. 9 o'clock. We're going to shut it down. I'm going to try to probably – I'm trying to decide whether to load this pregame show tonight or not. I'm tempted to do it, but if I don't, I got to do it early in the morning, and I don't want to do that either. So – We'll say goodnight here. We'll have the MPW Digital pregame show for you. We'll have the MPW Digital postgame show brought to you by Walk-Ons after the game on Saturday. Win, lose, draw, whatever, however it works. We will be here to either talk about the win or provide
lots of counsel.
Lots of counseling and therapy. For Chase, I'm Neil. Until the weekend, enjoy your weekend. Be careful driving. Talk to you soon. Bye.